Welcome to Awakening Plus. It is October 13, 2020. I'm Benjamin Bernstein with AstroShaman.com, and I'm here with
Makisela.
And the yowling you hear is Annie, our cat, who will probably quiet down here in just a moment.
All right. Yes, I hear you.
Okay. And if not, you can take her somewhere else. So tonight we're doing Divinely Directed, and this is the call where we don't know exactly what's going to happen. We just know it's going to be wonderful. So what we do on Divinely Directed is we call the directions and get a nice container set, and then we relax and the divine does stuff. And back in the days before Awakening Plus, the prior membership I ran was called BASC, Benjamin's Awakening Support Kit.
Oh. Are you basking in the light?
We were. Woo. I love good acronyms. And in that, we did this Divinely Directed almost every time, and it was always awesome. So we now do it occasionally. So we have a lot more stuff we do now. And that's neither here nor there. So
there's a lot of neither here nor there happening.
So we'll get rolling here. Baby, do you want to call the directions together?
Yeah, let's do that.
All right.
Sure.
Okay, so let's all take a breath, come to our center. Oh, the usual comments as we begin. I do request that everyone do only this while you're doing this. Please act as if you're right here in the room with us. The reason we ask you not to multitask is that you're affecting everyone else with what you do. And that will be true whether you're live or on the recording, in the Akashic Records, where this is held. The energy everyone brings to the event all comes in together. And therefore, we just request that you act as if you're right here in the room with us while you do this. If you can't do it right now, then you can come back, if you remember, into the archive and do this a little bit later. All right. So here we go. Would you like to set the tone for the Mesa call?
You can do that.
Pachamama Mama Kia, Wirakocha Inti Kuichi. Do you like to call your eyes?
I call myself to myself. All life, all timelines, all dimensions, all realities. Calling myself to myself. I call Amaji, the hugging saint. I call Isis and Sekhmet. Calling my starseed family. Calling White Buffalo Catwoman. Calling my dragon. Calling the higher self of Richard Brady. Calling my well-won ancestors. Calling my angels and guides, calling for Archangel Michael and Metatron. Calling for Hummingbird, Bear, Mm-hmm. owl, hawk. Butterfly. Calling myself to myself in this moment, fully present. Aho.
Aho. I call myself to myself, maximum embodied awakening that serves highest good, please. Maximum embodied Christ consciousness that serves highest good, please. Maximum embodied service to other fourth density consciousness or higher that serves highest good, please. I call ayahuasca, San Pedro, magic mushroom, grandfather tobacco, Quo, the confederation of planets in service to the infinite creator, Ama Bhagavan, Yeshua, Mother Mary, Mary Magdalene, Babaji, Saint Germain, Yogananda. I call the remaining ascended masters whose presence serves highest good. Please come. I call the angels. I call Archangel Raphael in the north, Archangel Michael in the south, Archangel Uriel in the east, Archangel Gabriel in the west, Archangel Metatron in the center. I call Ganesh, Shiva, Ram, Krishna, Shakti, Kali, Devi, Durga, Lakshmi. I call Sai Ma. I call our elemental allies. I call my benevolent ancestors. I call the following sacred mountain spirits: Apu Asangate, Apu Guardian Angel, Apu Dragon Mountain Gateway, Apu Shining Rock, Apu Mount Pisgah, Apu Grandfather Mountain, Apu Mount Mitchell. I call Phoenix, Dragon, Jaguar, Panther, Condor, Fox. I call the higher selves of Spirit Song, Zachary, Deborah, Moo, West, Thisa. We call all other beings of high vibration and benevolent intent whose presence serves highest good. Please come. I am that I am. We are that we are. I am that I am. Let there be a membrane surrounding this sacred space to hold in this good energy and to ensure that all that enters here is of high vibration and benevolent intent. So it is.
And so it is.
Allies, please add any additional energies that will serve highest good. Double checking the container seal. Feels good. Okay, so now we'll see what the divine has in store for us. I invite you all to relax. Just be. Yeah, here comes the energy. So the nature of what often happens here is each person gets what they need, whether that's healing or awakening or a particular spiritual experience. I invite you now simply to relax, surrender, and probably the most important thing to have the optimal experience here is to not try to control anything. This is in the manner of relaxing, allowing, letting the divine bring to you whatever you need, and you just relaxing. You can use as a focus either the awareness of the breath entering and leaving your body on its own, or if you are aware of energetic movement in or around your body, you can let your awareness of that be the focus. But I strongly encourage you not to make anything happen or stop anything from happening. Just relax. Know that you're in a perfectly safe container and that only things that serve your highest good will happen here, even if they seem challenging. Any challenge that arises will not be too much and will only be designed to clear something that was already in you that it now serves your highest good to release. I'm being informed that there will be a whole variety of experiences happening now, and that anything that Makisla or I narrate, while it may apply to some of the folks hearing this, it will not apply to everybody. So allow yourself to have whatever experience you're having as we move forward. Please do not use effort to match what we are saying. Let your experience be what it is. Each person is now receiving customized experience. There may be extended periods of silence. If so, that's by design. Know that Makisla and I are holding space here, and you will receive all the benefit whether you're live or on the recording. And don't be concerned if we don't talk for a while. Just relax into whatever your experience is. The more you relax, open fully, and just allow the energy to move through you on its own, the more awesome your experience is going to be. I'm becoming aware of energy increasingly saturating my physical body, as if I'm a sponge and the water soaking into it is the divine.
I'm very aware of energy coming through. I'm not sure of the origin, but it is the divine energy that we are experiencing. And as it comes through the prism, it scatters into the colors of the rainbow. And the rainbow energy is very present. So whatever flavor that rainbow energy can take on, any multitude of service modalities.
I'm aware of heavy energy steadily draining out my hands and my feet. So there's some healing going on for sure. If you're experiencing anything similar, just relax, allow the heavy energy to leave on its own. And just relax into energetic awareness of whatever's happening, if that's your experience right now. And my perception is most of us are having some healing happening right now. Whatever we each need, we're getting it on the healing end.
If there is someone who is experiencing ant bites, I'm seeing this big old ant in my field, not anything to be afraid of or concerned about, but it is just energy. Perhaps someone on the call stepped on an ant or had some ant bites, and just know that the allies and your divine are aware and working on that space on your body. And now that I've spoken that, there's soothing energy coming through like honey. Very soothing, very cooling.
To optimize this process, it's helpful to use the minimum effort needed to hold awareness. So it can be helpful to occasionally drop to no effort at all and just be for a moment, and then slowly add tiny bits of effort back until you are noticing you're using just the bare minimum effort needed to notice what's happening. The less effort you use that maintains full awareness, the more space it leaves for the divine to bless you and assist you. Yeah, I've now moved into feeling more like energy than flesh. My body itself feels energetic now.
I'm still in between. I have a sense of the body and yet also a sense of the grounding work that has been done and a sense of the multi-layers of my being that goes far away from the body.
I'm definitely getting the sense our bodies are being cleansed and set up to be a good foundation for the inner level work that will be coming soon. And there's the inner blossoming starting right there for me at least.
Yeah.
It's gradually opening awareness of the inner dimensions. to get maximum benefit from this experience, we invite you to release all your expectations of what will or won't happen on this call. Please just relax, allow, be in the moment, and allow the divine to bring to you whatever your highest good experience may be. I now have dual awareness happening. Part of me is aware of the physical body, although it feels more like energy. Another part of me is gradually increasing in inner world, blissful awareness. And for me, when I get into the inner world like this, I just am the inner space. There's no individuated being there. I just am the entire field of beingness. And it's very hard to verbalize beyond words like the usual words, bliss, ecstasy, euphoria. But it's a lovely space just to be. In the inner world, I like to just be passive, and whatever action needs to arise will spontaneously arise, and it pretty much runs itself. So I recommend that as a good strategy for what we're doing here. Just relax and let the events unfold organically on their own. I'm now noticing a group blending starting to happen where many of us who are on this call, it doesn't matter if we're live or on the recording, are beginning to merge into a joint field of awareness. This merging is happening well beyond the egos, so you don't need to have any concern about any of your private information being shared or anything like that. This is blending at a much higher level than the human ego part. It was just divinity blending. And it's really the more the merrier. The more blending happens, the more awesome the ecstasy becomes. I'm also getting the sense of this blended field now processing some heavy energy. And forgive the pun, but many hands make light work. Except there's no hands. the blended field is working to clear energy.
Just before you mentioned that, our elemental ally of fire was very strong in the field, and fire is helping to process that energy.
Mm-hmm. My sense is we're processing collective energy. So this is actually bearing a certain similarity to our Thursday night New Earth support calls. We are blended as a single consciousness. And I don't know if the heavy energy that we're collectively processing is only from Earth, or if I'm sensing it may be from other places too. And it doesn't really matter. We just have to chill, be, and just let our collective beingness process through what needs to process through us. And even that terminology is a little off because it's all running itself. There's nothing any of us have to do through any kind of effort. It's just happening.
I'm noticing there's a sense of pressure around my head. It is similar to having, like if your head was in a, and this is too intense, it's not that intense, but if two hands were around your head and pressing in to cause a little bit of pressure and
it's not so much pain, but it's definitely pressure. And I'm feeling that if someone on the call or on the recording has a headache or a migraine or something like that going on, it's being worked on.
The energy is shifting. Thank you, Annie the cat. She's contributing some sound healing into the mix here. Yeah, feel the energy intensifying. Yeah, we're clear enough now. We can handle more, so they're amping up the voltage. A reminder once again, if your experience is different than what we are describing, relax into whatever you are experiencing. Please do not use effort to match what we're describing. Just be with what's happening for you. I've been told many times by people who like a particular recording in the archive and they use that recording repeatedly, every time they play it, they have a radically different experience than the time before. So don't get attached to a particular thing happening. Oh, this is interesting. I'm feeling the whole inner world experience happening inside my physical body. That's unusual for me. So instead of being two places at once, I'm only one place, but the physical body and all of the inner world experience is all just right in the same little area.
Just a moment ago, rose quartz was in the field. It's for someone's crystal ally. It's shimmering and glistening and desiring to see.
Yeah, I'm sitting very comfortably in my divinity now. My divine being and my physical being are totally in the same space now. And if you're not having that experience yet, I'm being told the reason I'm holding it is to hold the template for those who are ready for that experience. If you relax, you may experience it as well, at least to some degree. And who knows, you might be deeper in your divinity than I am. But just allow whatever is happening.
The dolphins and the whales have entered our field.
You know, the divine invitation remains to simply relax into whatever your experience is. I just noticed some significant heavy energy drainage out my feet. And I'm still sitting very comfortably as one with my divinity at the same time. They're asking me to share. There may be some people here who are fairly new to Awakening Plus events, and you might be accustomed to other types of events where a lot more happens and there's more specific guided journeying happening. Our style tends to be just relax and go with what spontaneously arises. So I'm being asked to remind those who are feeling a desire to control anything, to just relax, allow what happens and what is happening now. There's a lot of very subtle work being done at a very deep level. And the best way to receive the maximum benefit of that is to open fully, release all expectation, and just allow the divine to bless you with whatever you most need right now. They're assuring us that most of us have no idea what we most need, even if we think we do. So having the humility, knowing that the human is very ignorant of what it needs at the deepest level, in fact, is incapable of understanding that. So you relax and allow the divine wisdom to give you what you need, but don't even know that you need. It's when you go into that deepest humility, realizing the profound limitations of your human self. It's that relaxing into that paradoxically that allows your divine to come more fully into you. And then you become a whole new thing. That's really awesome. Then as the embodied divine, you can do really awesome things that you could not do otherwise. Although at that point, doing and being done are very much the same thing. Action simply happens. I want to compliment everyone. The field is really sweet and subtle and stable. So I'm perceiving both the live and recorded callers or experiencers y'all are doing a really beautiful job of holding space. So well done. We all definitely co-create this together. And thank you for bringing such a really open and high consciousness to what we're doing. And of course, no sooner did I say that than someone started efforting. So the invitation once again is just to relax and be and just allow the energy to work. Yeah, it feels much better. Thank you. In the Law of One material that Makisla and I study, they describe the next level of evolution beyond being a human. They say humans are third density, and the next level they call fourth density. And those who are on the path of service to other, where you are a little more concerned with others than yourself, at least, in that level there is the opportunity to create a planetary consciousness where you do have individual awareness, but at the same time, the whole planetary population learns how to merge together and become a single blended field of awareness. There's complete transparency on all levels. And my sense is what we're doing here right now is at least a step in that direction. You know, there's a high level of blendedness. You have your individual self. There's also this beautiful field of blended beingness, which I'm also perceiving as not just those on this call, but beautiful. There's also many other light beings here along with us, all beings of beautiful high service. So if you're experiencing the blendedness that we're describing, then this is like edging toward that fourth density, next level consciousness. Right now, Earth has got some of both, and there are some, like Makisla and myself, who are in both places. Part of us is in that fourth density reality. Part of us is here in more standard human consciousness. And there are many like us who are bridging the worlds to kind of help people make that transition, at least get a taste of it early before they fully cross over into that next lifetime. I hope that makes some kind of sense. Yeah, this human experience is wonderful, but it ain't the whole thing. You know, the soul's journey involves some human lifetimes, but there's also a great deal of other incarnate experience in other ways before that soul finally goes back to unity.
And what's beautiful is that in groups like this and in moments like this, we can experience that oneness being unified and having dived deep into the soup of eternity from just a fraction of a moment.
The belching I'm doing is another form of clearing heavy energy. So there's a little bit of heavy energy coming into the field now. We've established such a beautiful field. They're taking advantage of what we're holding to process some more heavy energy through us as a collective. And there's so much light and power here that that heavy stuff is moving through very quickly and easily. Take a moment and just notice the bliss here. I'm experiencing a lot of ecstasy right now. And then you can relax back into whatever your dominant experience is in the moment. But for me, it's like the field we're in is made of bliss. They're asking me to share with you that what Magisla and I are doing here, holding space and facilitating an experience like this, anyone who wakes up enough can do the same thing. So don't feel like she and I are special or unique in that way. You may already be in a space where you can do something like this. And if not, then if you remain on your path of awakening and you have any desire to hold space in a similar way, that you totally can. Once you are at a certain level, it just starts happening and it just totally runs itself. Apparently there was someone wondering about that, so they wanted to share that. And to be explicit, neither Makisla or I are making any of this happen from our human willpower. Mm-hmm. Our humans set the container by calling the directions, and after that we just relaxed and became the instruments of the divine. And we're just now serving as empathic tour guides. We're color commentators. That's all we're doing. We're not making anything happen at all. The field is running itself. And as I said before, each one of us, by holding the space as we are co-creating the field. So it is, again, totally a co-creation all the way around.
I was just asking in my mind's eye, what else can we do? What else can we do to serve? What can we do? And I'm being reminded that just being, just resting in your state of perfect divinity from this moment, just being in this space, being light does more than what you could ever imagine.
Yeah, in these inner worlds, paradox becomes normal. So my experience is being and doing right now are exactly the same thing. The human intention is to be, but in the being, the doing spontaneously is arising anyway, but it's not egoically initiated. So my experience is we're at that paradox point of being and doing all, being the same thing in this inner world space. Of course, Frank Sinatra so beautifully said, "Doo-bee-doo-bee-doo." Oh, the energy is shifting. It was holding in a real steady state, but now it's getting more intense. My perception is we're going deeper into the divinity.
There's a new wave.
Yeah, it's more intense. The energy is thicker, thicker with light. In this case, thicker means more close to oneness. So for some of us, this new density is a little bit challenging. It's stirring up things in you that are not compatible with that higher density vibration. Again, that meaning more divine. So you may need to relax and allow some heavy energy to flush out in order to move comfortably into this new space. And as always, each person is having their own customized experience, and each person is receiving only as much light as they can do. I'm aware of someone clenching or resisting a little bit. I invite you to release that. Our best strategy on these calls is to relax fully, open completely to the experience. It will not help you to filter or regulate or control the incoming energy. You can totally trust that the divine knows exactly how much you need. And I invite you to just open completely and know that the exact right amount will always be there. Whether it's the energy of bliss or the energy of healing or whatever it may be.
It feels like that individual having a hard time with that energy, that there's something stirring in the heart.
Yeah. I'm feeling a lot of heavy energy coming out my feet. So we are clearing a lot of heavy energy, and whoever is having a difficult time, yeah, be aware that the whole field is helping you.
Yeah.
We're all one here. So the person who's having a challenge is, you know, the entire field is clearing for you. So you are very well supported. You can relax into whatever your challenging process is. And it's happening right now by design. Nothing is wrong. You're right on schedule to be having whatever challenge you're experiencing right now, because the field is going to help process it for you.
And this process is happening in multiple layers of your field. It's not just the heart. There's multiple layers of that energy. There's also an identity surrounding this energy that's being asked to be let go. I don't know the name of it, and it's not mine to know. Part of the reason why it wants to hold on and stay put is because of the identity that is associated in your mind and in your body with it.
Yeah, at the deepest level, whatever you think you are, you're not. The deepest self has no identity whatsoever. It just is. The awakened being can step into roles as they're appropriate and helpful for their service, but they can do so while at the same time totally recognizing the illusory nature of that role and totally get that they're the actor strutting and fretting their hour upon the stage, so to speak. So if you have an identity, the more you wake up, the more you can wear that identity very lightly and be able to shed it when you don't actually need it. At the same time, the divine has a wonderful time with its identities. So it's fine to enjoy them and take pleasure in them. Just don't get attached to them if you want to really go to your deepest levels of realization. I'm starting to notice a little bit more awareness in my physical body now. Just a little bit more physicality in the mix. Yeah. So it's possible they're bringing us in for a landing now. We'll see. If so, it's very slow and gradual. Yeah, I now see that what they're doing is very slowly, very subtly integrating in all this light and divinity we've been in, and they're saturating every cell of our bodies with it. And again, allow... let them have full access, and they'll just give you as much as you can hold, always being very mindful not to overload you. As always, they always give us everything we can handle. They want to really help us heal and awaken to the deepest grade that serves highest good, but they'll never overdo it. So you don't have to control anything. You can open fully and trust them to do just the right amount. Once again, I'm having that very strong experience of sitting very comfortably in my divinity, in my physical body. I invite you to notice if that's also true for you. Yeah, I'm about half physical now. They're continuing to slowly integrate these high divine energies into your physical body. Just relax and let them slowly keep the process running. They're doing it so slowly to get maximum saturation. They can fit more in that way. Yeah, I see what they're doing now. In order, the slowness, they inject a certain amount of light into your cells, and then the cells need a moment to adjust and be able to accommodate that much light. Then they inject a little more, And they can't go any faster than they are. If they went any quicker, the body would just tense and reject it. So this way, they're going just as fast as they can while allowing for maximum divine saturation of your entire physical being. And there's Annie supporting the process with her beautiful voice, our cat. Now I'm mostly physical, but it doesn't exclude the divinity. And now my eyes are open. Wow, that was awesome. And that ran just about an hour too. Good duration. Do you feel like we hit the end of the cycle there?
Yeah,
all right. Sure. Okay, so now we open. Now, if you would like to share something, you can type it in the chat window, or you can let me allow unmuting. So anyone who wants to share can verbalize. Hang on a minute. Okay, you can now unmute yourself if you're on the live call. If you're coming in over the web, that would just mean clicking the little mic icon to remove the red slash. And if you're on a phone, then *6 should unmute you on a regular phone call. Or type in the chat window. Anyone who has any questions, comments, anything you'd like to contribute, this would be the moment. And if you're on the web and if you'd like to open your camera up so we can see you too while you're talking, that would be awesome and optional as well. McKeesel and I know that we tend to recover quicker than some people. Some people need a few minutes to kind of get functional again. So whatever you care to contribute is welcome now. So Rita just typed happy and relaxed. Glad to hear it. Well, that was a sweet journey.
So is Annie. Annie is happy.
Yeah, that feels still so sweet.
This was
hey. Very. Yeah. Hi. Would you like to share? So this is Julia. Hi.
Oh, okay. There wasn't someone else too at the same time.
You both, but you're on the top of the list, so you go first, Julia.
Oh, okay. I just wanted to thank you for your light and your expertise. I don't know if that's really the right word, but I feel very, very, very peaceful. I feel very relieved. I've had a couple of anxious days, so I feel like a whole new person. So thank you so much. Oh, so
well done.
Thanks for co-creating this space with us. Thank you, Julia.
Thank you.
All right, so Nikki.
Yes.
Sure.
This was very unusual for me tonight.
How so?
There was quite a bit of discomfort, not so I couldn't stand it. And but that's very unusual. I really felt like big things, good things were happening.
Good.
And it's easing now.
Good. So you got some personal healing?
Oh, yes.
Good. Excellent. All right. So glad to hear that. Thank you, Nikki.
You. Thank you. Oh, all of you.
Yeah, Nikki holds a special place in my heart. She's been a member of my memberships for probably 5 years now. So she's one of our hardest core veterans.
Thank you.
So Thank you, Nikki.
Thank you.
All right, I'm going to mute you back, unless you have anything further to share.
I know, that's good.
Okay, thank you. And we've had some typing I want to verbalize. Let's see. Do you want to read any of them, darling?
Sure.
So this is Carmen.
So Carmen, she said she was extremely fidgety tonight, which is unusual for me.
Louder, please.
I was extremely fidgety tonight, which is unusual for me, both during the healing or in my regular life. So it may just have had to do with the energy that was going through. Perhaps that is what caused the fidgetiness. And I don't know who is that. Is that Diana?
That's Diana.
So Diana said, thank you, I needed this.
Yeah.
And I wanted to say thank you to Yolanda. I'm glad that Annie's contributions were amiable for you.
Yeah. And fidgety, boy, I've had so many ceremonial experiences where I would fidget and my body would be really agitated, and it's just stuff coming up to clear. So I wouldn't worry about it. It just means you had some stuff that needed to fidget its way out. All perfect. Then let's see, this is Stephanie types, feeling very grateful for that journey, feeling blissful and grounded. Thank you. And then next up, you want to read Alejandra's?
Alejandra said, thank you so much. That was amazing. I clicked out for 40 minutes, felt like no time. Sweet and beautiful.
Nice.
Heart and prayerful hands in another heart. Yeah, I love when that happens, when you just kind of zone out and you're like, It's pretty cool.
And then Helena types, thank you from 3 a.m. Sweden.
Whoa.
All good company, especially the cat.
Oh. Annie, well, and wow, bless you for 3 a.m. Wow. Annie was a stray that came and found me when I lived in farther south in North Carolina. And she was born about this time, I don't know what year that was. She'll be 15 now. And it used to be cold at that time of day, at that time of the season. And I would go outside and hold her to warm her up. And I said, this is just wrong. She needs to come in and be part of our home.
Oh.
So she's been with me since she was a baby.
Oh, that's sweet. Then Michelle typed, I felt at home with you and all. The sunset horizon is glowing with gratitude.
Oh, beautiful.
Well, it sounds like people had some sweet experiences tonight.
Sounds like six. So you must be more on the West Coast. That's beautiful.
Yeah, I guess so.
Mm-hmm.
So any other questions or comments before we close it up?
Wow, 3 a.m. at Sweden. That's amazing.
Mm.
Wow, thank you for being here with us. And thank you for all of you on the recording for being here also, and all those who will listen to it in as long as this recording is available to be heard.
Mm-hmm.
So thank you.
Gotta love those Akashic records.
I know, right?
They hold the energy all beyond time and space.
Indeed.
Okay, I think we should wrap up.
All right.
Would you like to set the tone for the directions?
Pachamama Mama Kia Viracocha Inti Quichi.
Thank you, Alice, for this lovely experience, as always. Perfect. Thanks for the healing. Thanks for the awakening. Thanks for saturating our bodies with this sweet divine energy, giving us this lovely upgrade. Thanks for the opportunity to serve and process some heavy energy. All awesome. All divinely directed in the most beautiful way. Thank you guys so much. Allies, as we close, go if you must, stay if you will. Any of you still working with anyone who was experiencing this call, please remain with them for as long as it serves their highest good. Makisla and I request that you remain with us always to the greatest extent that serves highest good. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
We love
you. So we're going to close, and if you'd like to close with us, we're putting our hands out in front of us and about a foot apart, palms facing. Allies, where would you have us go? What would you have us do? What would you have us communicate and to whom? We'll count to three. After three, we'll clap together if you wish to seal the work. One, two, three. All right, we're done. Many gratitude to everybody. Some nice loves and kisses and thank yous there at the end from folks. As we close, I'll mention, if you're not yet a member of Awakening Plus, again, many of these live calls are free and open to the public, but the archive now just hit, I believe, 270 recordings.
Woo-hoo.
And all the calls carry all the juice of the live events. So if you want to massively jump into that archive, along with a page that guides you into the very best events in every category, check that out.
Cool.
I also, as we record this in mid-October of 2020, I'm finalizing a 16-part video series on the invocations for healing and awakening and more.
I would say working feverishly, actually, not just working.
Yeah, part of the big relaunch on November 15 coming up. So what's new in the membership, instead of just being archives of events, now I'm creating original course material that will be helpful to members to guide them through whatever they're doing. So anyhow, that's in works. And so check out awakeningplus.com if you're interested. If you want to work with me privately, go to astroshaman.com, and we do astrology, shamanic healing, awakening activation, life coaching, and all kinds of good stuff. So check it all out if you're interested. Thanks each and every one of you for being here live or on the recording. You made it happen. And we wish you all the very best and deepest blessings.
Thank you.
Until next time, goodbye for now.
Bye for now.